Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's Dougie, nigga. I got my nigga Izzy, man. We about to fuck shit up.
Am I late?
I don't know how that go.
Yeah. I might go fuck up a chest. Diamonds, they all on my neck. My wrist, I say go to the best. If I fuck up, I'm fucking a friend. I'm high off the life that I'm living. I'm just high off the life that I'm living. I'm high off the life that I'm living. I'm just high off the life that I'm living. I might go fuck up a check. Diamonds, they all on my neck. My wrist, I say go to the bed. If I fuck up, I'm fucking a friend. I'm high off the life that I'm living. I'm just high off the life that I'm living. I'm high off the life that I'm living. I'm just high off the life that I'm living.
I'm high off the life, bro, I'm living. Been on money mission while cousin in the kitchen. Got caught up in dollars, I had to start dissing. Was got salmonella from eating this chicken. Found a new route, now these verses my coca. Sex on the regular, hello, mama loca. The money is stretching like 60M yoga. I'm over my green, I ain't talking about Yoda. Watch how I switch up the flow. It probably sound diff, never heard this before. Got fam that's on going off, back like a crow. I flare every style, I'm just letting you know. The crowd didn't like it, I'm proving them wrong. Now they ask for my link when I drop a new song. Little Yachty that thought for one night, keep the throne. The same ones that hate it, same ones sing along. The bunny, they love me, they bombs up a new. Lil' bro, you get bitched up for having the juice. They line up for Izzy like New Yeezy boots. I saw when I score, hit my dance, break the cruise. Roll up again when I dig in the crates. They murdering beats, they got my catch a case. Ben Franklin, my water, he mentioned I made. So I'm fly on so fly, I'm moonwalking in space. Yeah, I might go fuck up a check. Diamonds, they all on my neck. My wrist, I say go to the bed. If I fuck up, I'm fucking a friend. I'm high off the life that I'm living. I'm just high off the life that I'm living. I'm high off the life that I'm living. I'm just high off the life that I'm living. I might go fuck up a check. Diamonds, they all on my neck. My wrist, I say go to the bed. If I fuck up, I'm fucking a friend. I'm high off the life that I'm living. I'm just high off the life that I'm living. I'm high off the life that I'm living. I'm just high off the life that I'm living. I'm high off the life that I'm living. These bitches be tripping, I fuck them and kick them out. Whoa. I'm counting this money, if you don't get money, then really there ain't shit to talk about. Yeah. I'm hanging with niggas, them niggas is killers, don't touch them and they catch a body now. I might just go fuck up a check and then catch me a check, man, that shit like a hobby now. I swear I'ma fuck up the summer, it's like 7-up the way my niggas summon now. Whoa. I call a big bro and I know that he coming, no games, he's spraying a lot of raps. I'm trying to get money, these niggas is broken, they stupid, they think that shit funny now. Yeah. I link with your bitch and I set your ass, I call me Andre the way that I'm drumming now. Yeah, call me Andre the Waiter, and I'm drumming now. I link with your bitch and I fetch your ass. I call me Andre the Waiter, and I'm drumming now. Yeah, call me Andre the Waiter, and I'm drumming now. I link with your bitch and I fetch your ass. I call me Andre the Waiter, and I'm drumming now. I might go fuck up a check. Diamonds, they all on my neck. My wrist, I say go to the bed. If I fuck up, I'm fucking a friend. I'm high off the life that I'm living. I'm just high off the life that I'm living. I'm high off the life that I'm living. I'm just high off the life that I'm living. I might go fuck up a check. Diamonds, they all on my neck. My wrist, I say go to the bed. If I fuck up, I'm fucking a friend. I'm high off the life that I'm living. I'm just high off the life that I'm living. I'm high off the life that I'm living. I'm just high off the life that I'm living.
You, the man Dougie, man. My man Dougie. Shit was called High Off Life. Y'all forgot that interview. If y'all, nobody ever heard it, man, just go on our website, 8516AT.com, and go to Keep It 100 Radio Show 7.3. Also, if you have an iPhone, you can always go on iTunes to check our radio show out. We popping right now. And if you just got a lousy-ass Android, you can go to Google Play to listen. Oh, here we go, man. I forgot we got one Android in here. He's about to attack us and shit. Well, if you have an Android, you can always go to Google Play and check our radio show out, man. It's kind of popping right now. Everybody's listening to it, giving us good reviews. Also, can y'all write us a review on our Facebook page at 856 Entertainment? We're trying to get our radio show better, but in order to do that, we're going to need everybody's review. And let, you know, I need everybody's opinion on what, how can we make this better for you guys and us as well, man. But welcome to Keep It 100 Radio Show, which your lights can do. Pretty hair promo on the mic.
Oh man, it's your boy Knockerville. We in here. Happy Sunday to everybody. Hopefully everybody weekend went good, man. And rest in peace to the boy Shells, man.
That was messed up.
It was actually one week ago. Saying died at what was that called? The River Deck. Yeah. I mean, that was crazy, man. I was actually supposed to go that night, and I woke up. I'm like, damn, you feel me? Because somebody told me that that actually Zeke had pulled his thumb. So I was thinking, you know, it was somebody else. And I seen him, like, I ain't really no bull, but I'm like, damn, I feel for him and shit like that because he was a humble dude. And I actually just seen the track he did with the bull Puma.
Yeah, that shit was lit, huh?
He went hard. I'm like, damn, nigga. Yeah, really. Nice. Shit, man. So, I mean, that's a piece to him, man. Condolence to all his friends, family, man. And it's fucked up.
Yeah.
All he was trying to do was party. And they said he was trying to protect the girl. Like, he seen the dude. That's why I actually came up with the topic. He seen wilding on a girl or whatever the case may be. And he helped her out and shit like that.
And I heard what Shells beat him up or something like
that. I mean, he had to. It's no way you lose. I mean, you win and you still shoot somebody.
Right.
So nine times out of ten, he got in his ass.
Hey, yo, we got to stop the violence. Certain shit like that, you can't say. I saw somebody take an ass whooping in Pride on Facebook the other day. You know, he took his ass whooping and he kept it moving. He put a good post up. He explained to everybody, you know, he got his ass whooping, whatever, you're a grown man type of deal. And that was it. But you shouldn't get your ass whooped and then want to go shoot afterwards. You know what I mean? You embarrassed. You got your ass whooped. I'm going
to
go shoot him now.
Niggas
pride
to the side. First of it, I'm not saying it was right, but niggas pride to the side. He got beat up in front of the girl. He got beat up at the river deck with that on a Sunday, Columbia night. It was massive bitches in there. Like, it's massive, and you got your ass. I'm not saying that it's right. I'm just telling you what might have been going through his head. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But
right.
It was like, that shit's still wrong, man. You should have just took it because they already got kicked out. So, ain't it was a million people on there. Only people who knew you got beat up was the people who really knew you. Ain't nobody going to see you again like, yo, that's the dude who got beat up. Like, it was too many people in there for that. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you just got to swallow your pride and just be like, all right, take the L. Fight him again. Shit. I know some people who back in the day who will fight until they won.
Won, yeah.
But now it's just like, I lost and I'm going to go shoot him. Like, that shit's crazy.
Yeah, skate shop. You know what I mean? Nowadays, if somebody want to fight, it's just like, yo, you really got to put your pride to the side. Like, you know what? It's not even worth it no more. It's 2016. Niggas is shooting now. Niggas is not throwing up. It's whatever, man. I try to avoid all altercations, fights, whatever, man. I don't want to get into none of that. Because niggas is not fighting no more. I got my ass whooped. I just get up and put that Facebook post up there talking about I'm a grown ass man and keep it moving. You know what I mean? I got my ass whooped, whatever. I ain't scared of nobody type of deal. Whatever, it was a good fight and shit. But I'm not going to sit there and just take somebody's life away, man. Like, I guess Bull probably just lost his mind after that. And just shit went blank. You know what I mean? Or probably don't have no regret at all, man. It's really fucked up, man. Could Joseph go out to Shell's family? I didn't know him, but heard he was a real good dude. That was Zeke's man. Right there and shit, man. That shit is sad, bro.
Yeah,
we really got to stop all the killing out there, man. That's the dumbest shit ever, man. Seriously,
I told y'all the three reasons why, man. Like, niggas, they obviously niggas can't fight. They on drugs and they broke. So they just need a reason to do something else. You feel me? And I see that every time something happens, it's some bullshit. Like, some bullshit happened. Like, card games, girls, like, drugs, shit like that. And motherfuckers just can't. I seen a video. But, boy, they, like, it's crazy. I see fight videos. I'll be wanting to be like, yo, that's what's up. People are fighting. And still are getting back to the fighting shit. But when you see, like, yo, you really have no technique. Like, nobody. Niggas is grown out here. Y'all fighting like little kids.
They
like,
put that grown man status up.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all really got to learn how to just fight, man. It's really not hard, man. You win some, you lose some, but I would like to see a good fight. Like,
right.
Somebody, you know, they getting it in. But somebody got to lose, you know what I'm saying? But niggas can't fight, bro.
Man.
Like, and I seen a couple of videos, people just bringing the gloves back. I remember back in the day, niggas just going to block and hit with the gloves. And they bringing that back up. So some of y'all might hit up a couple blocks and, you know, get taught how to fight, man. Because y'all niggas out here wilding. I seen a couple of videos. Y'all got to chill, man. Y'all got to chill.
Stop putting them grown man statuses up on Facebook, too.
Take some boxes,
cool.
Man.
Put sometimes there's nothing wrong with taking boxing lessons. Sometimes you need to, man. Niggas know how to rock out here. Some niggas don't. Like, it wouldn't mind having that advantage, though. I'm going to knock them the fuck out. I got a couple skills, got a couple things in my pocket real quick to knock them out with. Like, You know what I mean? There's nothing wrong with having that type of skill. Go ahead and go out there. If you want to be a fighter or whatever and shit, if you actually want to be a fighter instead of street fighting, go to a professional and get some money for it.
Yeah,
why not?
Yeah, you might as well, man. You out here, all you want to do is fight. You might as well just put some money in your pocket on it.
You
want
to shoot all the time? Go to the gun range. Yeah, go to the army, too.
Shit.
You know what I mean? Be a police officer if you want to shoot all the time. You know what I mean? Especially if you want to shoot black people, that's the perfect time to become a police officer now. Yeah, I mean, that's all they doing and shit. So, I'm just saying, man. Unnecessary killing is ridiculous, yo. And this year, how many people we lost in class of 2012?
I heard it. Oh, 2012.
Our class of 2012, we lost a few heads this
year. Driving?
Man.
Yeah, hey. Lie. That's the ones who really are, it's crazy, man. That's the ones who's the most influenced with this shit, man.
Mm.
Young boys, yeah, but you know, it's getting younger, it's getting wilder,
right?
So, you know,
yeah, it's just
it's gonna change, man.
And this is right here, keep it 100, man. Well, that's what we do, you know what I mean? We try and bring the city back, and we want to make the city better and shit. And we do got a special guest in the building with us tonight, man. Our man Chris Miles and shit.
Man, you heard, bro. Man, I'm cooling, bro. I feel as though everything that y'all doing right now is real positive for the city. It's much needed.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Stay on your grind.
About to cry and shit.
Right, man. Stop trying to make us cry on air, bro. But now we got some bomb ass topics for you guys and all that. But do y'all know Pokemon? I'm sure everybody knows what Pokemon Go is. You know how successful that app is?
Pokemon gotta go.
Yeah.
Fuck you mean.
Yo. I always wonder, yo, how the fuck is Pokemon Go doing this shit, man? But I understand, like, anybody did watch Pokemon when we were, did watch Pokemon, right? I mean, I watched Yu-Gi-Oh! More than, I love Yu-Gi-Oh! More than Pokemon, but we all watched Pokemon Ash and the girl and all that and shit, man, and, you know, I guess that brought back memories trying to catch them all and shit out here, you know what I mean? It made it reality. They're making billions of dollars now, you know, that it's very successful, just like Angry Birds is in that level.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's just ridiculous. It just came out July 1st.
You got the app?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got that app in the first. I caught two Pokemon with my app.
Damn.
That's it. I got
my
interest, actually. I'm not going to Polop, Centerville, East Camden. I'm not going to West Virginia because I saw a Pikachu. I'm not doing all that. But, yo, shout out to that app. Pokemon Go is one of the successful apps this year. And it started July 1st and made over $1 billion already.
Damn.
Ridiculous right there,
man. I'm about to make a Pokemon.
Right?
Man.
I'm about to make a Yu-Gi-Oh! Go. Fuck you, man.
I'm about to make a Dragon Ball Z. Nigga,
that shit
out
right
here wilding. Shit, man. Dang.
Yo, man, that shit is really hot, though, man. Shout out to the Pokemon Go app. If everybody got the Pokemon Go, man, just put 100 on the comments below if you're watching live. But yeah, Pokemon Go app is very successful. I just wanted to mention that. I wanted to give them a shout out for doing what they do best. But we're about to start off with a song. My man Juicem was called Breadsticks. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Keep it warm.
Oh, who this?
Juicem.
Chick, 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 chick.
Yo,
y'all gotta listen to this, man.
Yo,
chick, chick.
Shout out to my man Juicem, man. Let's get it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Chicken bread, chicken head, chicken chicken hands, and we ain't going out, just about them pigeons, money over everything, F-O-A, man, no punchlines, just metaphors and similes, run the game, watch the pace, lame gon' remember me, uptown finest, if it's shot, no candidate, all my shit 100 proof, come and sip my remedy, since you hurt, and I ain't even got an injury, drunk the juice, no juice, no juice, no move really daring, man, a bad boy, G-Step, no shit, I'm fucked up. Woo! I get busy. No president love in my city. I'm about to binge it. Get cracked with the back in your sock. No King Griffin. From the plate, home base to get straight. You gotta dig me. I'm a bold nigga only. From that can't do bully. Yeah, I'm a problem. Chasing chicken like a Mexican. Of a hustle, love like what type of stuff that nigga on? Cause I'ma make sure my shoulder's straight before that nigga gone. Cause my family always matters. That's what type of step I'm on. Bread, chicken bread, chicken head, chicken chasing pans, and we ain't going out, just about them pigeons, money over everything, F-O-A, man, no punchlines, just metaphors and similes, run the game, watch the pace, lame gon' remember me, uptown finest, if it's shot, no candidate, all my shit 100 proof, come and sip my remedy, chicken hurt, and I ain't even got an injury, drunk the juice, no juice, no juice, no move, really daring, man, a bad boy, G-Step, no candidate, on my shit 100 proof, come and sip my remedy, chicken hurt, and I ain't even got an injury, drunk the juice, no juice, no juice, no move, really daring, man, a bad boy, G-Step, no candidate, on my shit 100 proof, come and sip my remedy, chicken hurt, and I ain't even got an injury, drunk the juice, no juice, no juice, no move, really daring, man, a bad boy, G-Step, no candidate, on my shit 100 proof, come and sip my remedy, chicken hurt, and I ain't even got an injury, drunk the juice, no juice, no
money over everything. F O A pimpin'.
Bread stick, chicken bread.
Chicken head, chicken chasing pimpin'. So yeah. We ain't going out just about them digits. Money over everything. F O A pimpin'.
Undercover boss, you a lame, you a fraud. Put him in the morgue, did it for my dog. Head shot him, red bottom, did it for my bros. A magician, quit bitching, I pull a nigga card. Niggas get the snitching, price, FaceTime at law. Fiends get the twitching, cause the bass got them all. They addicted to the cane flow. Pure fish scale, nigga, you can see the rainbow. Wire hanger, whip it, turn that beaker on the angle. Hit it with the ice, watch it rock, there, thank you. Block in the strangle, I'm talking about a chokehold. FAM is rolling, we got it by the bolo. Approaches, that's a no-no. 40 got it local. We Philly got it locked from a town to Southfield. Frozen for my promo, selfie no homo. Ring like Frodo.
They know the Frodo.
Bread stick, chicken bread, chicken head, chicken chasing pans. And we ain't going out just about them digits. Money over everything, FOA pimping.
Bread stick, chicken bread,
chicken head, chicken chasing pans. And we ain't going out just about them digits. Money over everything, FOA pimping.
No fair warning.
Had to come fuck it up and make it my fucking thing. All you hear is we and we. Cause I'm on a page, that's your favorite rap with mine. Look at the book working, I'm working with a slow grind. Fuck it, showtime, I get wild like spring breakers. Get me samples, just to make the fiends hate you. And it's giving Sunday, Monday, I'm rolling with some green lace. Black and red, yeah, we looking like the damn blaze. Haters, yeah, I love it, thanks to y'all. I get them broads, who be fucking, who bring the girls along. They double dutching, stuffing in my system. I can bring commit with nothing. I'm something, I'm like an old pimp without the cat. Better watch your bitch, best she call me daddy. In front of you, then throw my bags like to your caddy. Then meet you home and say it wasn't me, life's shaggy.
It wasn't.
That was my man Juice, him called Breadstick. Yo, his ad-lib is hilarious. But honestly, that song, Breadsticks, Chicken Breads, I always wanted to go to Domino's or Papa John's. Because I get hungry as hell for listening to his track shit.
Listen to their music, but I'm
what?
Oh, yeah.
That should be on the commercials. Breadstick, Chicken bread with the new deal with the large pizza with two toppings. You know what I mean? Like, that shit would be, that'd definitely be dope, man.
Yeah.
But I guess we're about to go on with the first topic of the day, and which is shit as men. I'm sure me and Zeke actually saw a girl get beat up by a dude thrown out the way in the car. We was just eating in the car, just watching this shit. Dying, you know what I mean? I was just like, whatever. But she was wilding. And it would have been wrong for me and him to go up there like, yo, because what if she slapped him, stabbed him, whatever she did, and we here trying to defend her ass.
Should a man save him? I mean, not every time, you feel me, like you say, you don't know what's really going on, but shit, why not? I mean, if it's right in your face, I mean, stop it. I got three sisters, a mother, I got cousins, you feel me? I got women that I love, you feel me? And if I ever see a man, like, even, like, raise their hand at one of them, it's like a rat, you feel me? So I just want to, but it's sometimes when you do it and the girl don't want you to, so you got to look out for that shit, too. Like, you beat up her boyfriend, it's like, oh, no, stop. Like, bitch, I'm not doing this no more. Like, I ain't helping her no more. But sometimes you just, like, y'all feel sorry for her, you feel me? And, like, I ain't gonna put no business out there, but I've seen it firsthand, like in the same house, you know what I mean? And I actually have broken it up and things like that. Like, actually told her to leave or go upstairs or something like that. And she sat right back on the couch, like, after she just got her ass whooped. And I'm like, yo, like, I just, like, wasted, what, basically, like, 15 minutes of my life to basically save you from getting your ass whooped. And you going to sit right next to him again, like, this shit just be crazy. Sometimes you just be like, yo, we really can't save. They, I don't know if they like it or they just scared to leave or I don't know what it is, man. But me personally, to answer the question, I would help, man. I definitely would. I see myself helping. I mean, what's one time? You might have saved a life with that one time. Sometimes you just be like, I'm done helping. You know, bitches is weird as hell.
You better than me. Not you better than me. Okay. Now, when I rolled past, dude, beating this bitch up, I just looked and just kept it moving.
Yeah.
I'm going to mind my motherfucking business. Number one, let's just say I'm not a fighter. So for me to go up there, I had to have some balls, or I got to be messing with this chick. I got to like her. I got to be in love with her. That got to be my woman or my family for me to go save. But if it was just a random street bitch or a random woman out there getting abused by her man, I'm going to act like I didn't see it. I'm not going to come up in there and I'm like, yo, what you doing? He beat my ass, then he beat her ass, and then she go right back to him. How is that possible? Yeah, I get my ass whooped for nothing. At least leave it, nigga, right? Just at least leave him.
There you say, if it's not your family, no.
Right. Thank you, Derek. If it's not your family, if it's not your woman,
well,
I'm going to keep it the least up pushing. Now, if he's beating her ass with a bat, if he got a gun pointed at her, I'm still not going to help. That's definitely a reason for me not to be in that business right there. That bitch must have been doing some crazy ass shit for that man to have a gun pointed at her. I might call the police or something. He might get there a little bit too late. But I am not going up there thinking I'm Superman or Batman going to try to save the day. I'm not no vigilante, first of all. Bitch, that's on you. You're still with him for a particular reason. You want to get your ass whooped every day. Oh, well, call me a punk-ass nigga or what? Call me a bitch-made dude or I ain't shit. Call me whatever you like. But at the end of the day, I didn't get my ass whooped. My life is saved, bitch. It's your stupid ass who didn't take the chance to leave. I'm not saving. I'm sorry. I'm not going to get my ass whooped for a bitch that's probably going to go right back to him.
But sometimes you don't even got to get physical. You know what I'm saying? You could just, like, pull him away. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like on some shit like, yo, relax. You know, you basically out in public, man. Just try to, you might be saving him. You know what I'm saying? He probably on his last strike. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Go to jail for life. Like, yo, just chill out. Sometimes you just ain't got to get physical, man. Just calm him down. Maybe he just blacked out. You feel me? He wasn't thinking. You could be the brain to the operation. But like you said, some people just don't keep it pushing. Man. I mean, ain't nothing I can do about it. I don't know what to say about that. You feel me? But as far as me, I'll at least try. I mean, at least once. Help the person out once. But if I see them ever again together after you just got your ass whooped like that, I mean, I'm out. That's it.
No, that's true, though. Would you guys help? And y'all help? I mean, Chris, would you help?
I got a comment. Saying,
what's the comment?
If you was her side nigga, is you supposed to help?
Bitch, you a side bitch. I'm not helping you. You better tell me that story after the fact. I'm sorry. I can't help you. We got to act like we don't know each other. For me to go save her, you ain't that too. See, I fucked up. If you a side bitch, just tell me the story of what happened afterwards, and then I'll comfort you. I think that's the best.
If I'm the side, well, I'm going to act like I still don't know you.
I'm going to
be on some, like I said, you ain't got to get physical. You feel me? I ain't got to get physical. Look, my man, look, she's a female. You ain't got to keep you. And I ain't even going to mention that. I know the bitch. You feel me?
Right.
We're still strangers to the world. So you feel me? It happened like that. I'll try, man. You know, I'm going to try for your hoes, man. But like I said, for you again, that's it, man. You're gonna get one time with your boy.
What about you, Chris? Would you save her?
Oh man. Like, I've actually seen situations like that. Like, if it doesn't deal with, I say, your kids or anything like that, or like the person's kid, I won't really say you should intervene. But like, when it comes down to people that are in relationships and they have kids and it's abusive, I say you do gotta kind of help. Feel me? Like, it's just, it kind of looks fucked up, though. But if you just getting your ass whooped out in the middle of the street by a nigga and you going right back to him, bitch, you might as well keep it walking. I ain't seeing you, you ain't seeing me. Like, you know that. But, hey, it is what it is. Like, people get abused every day, but you don't see nobody trying to help out a lot. So you got to try and do something, at least. But if you got a weapon, my nigga, you good. I don't know you. I ain't testifying that court for that bitch, none of that shit.
Right.
I need a fund for that.
You know, some girl just said fuck boys on her son. She called us fuck boys.
Me? Damn, I thought I was going to help you. What
right.
The fuck?
I'm going to be the biggest fuck boy in the world. Bitch. I'm not helping. I'm going to look. I'm like, damn it, I'm out. I'm not helping you. I'm sorry. I'm just not. I'm just not. I've seen shit like that before, and I swear I just ran a stop sign so she won't be like, hell, because it's like, damn, man. I ran a stop sign one day because this bitch was getting her ass whooped. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I'm not going to help. I'm sorry. Call me a fuck boy, bitch, maid, pussy, whatever. I got my life, bitch, and I ain't get my ass whooped. I'm good.
Listen, big, I got you for the first go-round, man, but if I help you out and I see what to do, you a fuck girl.
So what if you get your ass whooped though? What if all these niggas just started jumping you out of nowhere and shit, man?
Listen, I got my phone book heavy, man. Like I don't wanna get into that, you know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. Like I said, every time ain't gotta be physical. You know what I mean? Sometimes you gotta pick it back up. He's big as fuck, and listen, my man, look, you don't wanna go to jail for this. I'm not hitting him. He's big as fuck. Hey, look, you don't want to go to jail for this, man. Just calm down. Big girl, go down the street somewhere. I'm saying it. But, you know, sometimes motherfuckers want to get physical. I mean, I don't give a fuck how big you is. You hit me, we got to get right.
Right.
I'm saying like that. But at the end of the day, I'm trying to help her out. But once he put his hands on me, I'm not helping her no more. This is,
you know, yeah, right,
me.
Right.
Bullies ain't bulletproof, motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? But we're not going to get into that. We're going to be straight to the topic. I'm going to look out for you. Like I said, if it happens again, we the fuck boys. But if you go back again, you're the fuck girl, because I'm walking past you like, fuck you, girl. Like, you getting your ass whooped. That's it. It's over for you.
Like I said, I'm running red light, stop sign, so I won't have to see this shit. Now, I'm sorry that you're getting your ass whooped, but you should have thought twice and thought this dude was playing or whatever, man. I'm not saving you.
You at least kept rehearsing.
So if I ride past you, you might as well, that's Diamond, he ain't gonna help me. You might as well think that. I'm dead, because that nigga ain't gonna help me. He a fuck boy, or he a bitch made dude. Whatever, man. Call me what you want.
You ain't no thug. I'm all good.
We not trying to be no thug. Who is that?
What's your name, though? I won't help you.
Right. I'm just not.
You can leave. You can get your ass whooped.
Seriously, though, man. I'm not going to help. Call me whatever y'all want. I'm just riding past the car.
But just what the thing that I don't understand is, how can a person be a fuckboy? You getting your ass beat and you want us to help. But if you go back to the nigga, then...
We gotta help you again.
We gotta help you again. That looks fucked up on our behalf.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So you can't really say we thugs or anything. It's just simple like mentality. Like, don't get your ass beat by that nigga. Whatever he's whooping your ass for, call the cops or some shit. Like, you probably run back to the nigga, keep getting your ass whooped until you finally realize on some Mary J. Blige shit, and be like, oh yeah, I don't want him to hit me no more. Like, you can't get mad at a person for not trying to help you while you being abused. Because 9 times out of 10, the abusive person mess around, come back into your life, and you just accept it. So.
Or it been happening.
For real.
Yeah. Yeah, where's that? We come in and be like, yo, excuse me, bro, don't hear it like that. What you say? Oh, nah, my bro was on the phone, cuz. My fault, bro. I'm just going right back in the car. I'm good. Nah, I'm good. I'm not getting my ass off of nobody. I'm sorry. Call me. Like I said, call what y'all want. See y'all see me getting, once I see y'all getting your ass whooped, y'all see me, I want y'all to think like that, because I'm not. I might call the cops, like, yo, cops, you know, again, help out, is next door or whatever, but I'm not going to be like, da-da-da-da, and have a big-ass deal on my chest, but I'm about to go save the day, because I'm not. I'm just going to ride past that situation and just be out. Anybody want to call in? Ladies, I'm sure you ladies want to call in and talk that shit. Call in at 714-694-4101. Again, the number is 714-694-4101. Ladies, give us your opinion. Do you think a guy should stop everything he's doing in the world and become Superman, Batman, go save the day? Do y'all really think that? Just call in, okay? One more time, 714-694-410.
Somebody gonna say, if he see it, he gonna throw a rock at that nigga. That's your fuck. I mean, do what you can, dog.
Right.
I'm saying, ain't all shit, man.
Right, man, I think you should do that, too. But, man, we about to go on the next track, man. It's a dude called Lil Nas. It's called On Him. You already know it's 856-10, man. Let's get it.
KXT Productions.
You already know, man. Got gang in here with me, man. Got Flex, got Nas, got Rome. You already know how we come. Hey, hey. Throw that ass back. I'ma get up on. Where that cash at? I'ma get up on. Where the ops at? I'ma get up on. On the block, yeah, I'ma sell it to him. Throw that ass back, I'ma get up on. Where that cash at? I'ma get up on. Where the ops at? I'ma get up on. On the block, yeah, I'ma sell it to him. Get up on it, I'ma get up on. Get up on it, I'ma get up on. Get up on him, I'ma get up on. Get up on it, I'ma get up on.
Got it on me, me and bro got it on. Let him shoot it, he gon' run, we gon' taste it. Shoot him like a Dutch, had to face him. You think it's 420, cause my nigga had the bacon. My nigga well smoking nigga, if you think he tough a nigga. Holla to straight weapon nigga, like a trampoline, straight flipper nigga. Trap again, we fuckin' feels, got trigger nigga, he'll fuckin' get you. Sean got the fuckin' laser, I guarantee he can't fuckin' miss you. Gun tuck is that hoodie weather, but nigga soft like fuckin' fresh. Bitch a jockey cause my belt, let the heart put the weather, then even yelling as a brother. Call me Tom cause I'm about to tether. Nigga change, cause I don't give him nothing. Give him something, I don't care cause you know the motherfucking block jumping. Gang.
Throw that ass back, I'ma get up on.
Get up on.
Where that cash at? I'ma get up on.
Get up on.
Where that ops at? I'ma get up on.
Boom.
On the block, yeah, I'ma sell it to him.
Sell it.
Throw that ass back, I'ma get up on.
Get up on.
Where that cash at? I'ma get up on.
Get up on.
Where that ops at? I'ma get up on. On the block, yeah, I'ma sell it to him.
Let's get out.
Get up on it, I'ma get up. Get up on it, I'ma get up on it. Get up on it, I'ma get up on it. Get up on it, I'ma get up on it.
Little gang, nigga, let's get it. Park stop for life, nigga, 11K, man. Y'all already know how we rockin', man.
Gang, gang.
L-I-F-4-L.
Y'all already know.
Lil Nas, let's get it. I'm a real nigga, ill nigga, get money nigga. I'll take a shorty nigga, she like the way I'm ballin' nigga. Can't wait to get my first deal, first time touching milk. Buy my mama new crib, buy my dad a new Benz. Tryna get to these Benz, I ain't grew up living good. I grew up niggas pulled up, fold up. Ever since the young kid, I never fold up. Big bro pulled up, cold nights, he in a jet, bands up. Free reef, free airs, free scrap. Duke song, see murder, Donnie, Cadero, RP, Otis, me, Greek ball dancing. Can't forget my nigga, baby A2. Let's get it.
Yeah, he's dissing that track. That was my man's Lil Nas. Just call on him. You already know it's 856 Entertainment. Keep it 100. You know, got some advertisement. You know, everybody can start sending advertisement now. So if anybody got any type of shirts or, you know, they got a store out in Camden, anywhere, you can be in California, I'll promote it as long as you have a website for people to buy your, you know, your goods and services. And also, you know, if you're a model, you want people to come to your show, just let us know and we'll promote it and advertise it on the radio for you. But today we got Ballhead Bitches. You know what I mean? This girl got this weed website. You know what I mean? I guess she got cheap weed. It's called King Shar Bar. And her website is kingshairbar.com. And she got grade 7A and 8A, 100% unprocessed human hair, Brazilian, Indian, Malaysian. I don't know what the fuck that one is.
Peruvian.
And you can order online on her website. And shipping is normally 3 to 5 business days. So if you ladies out there that need some weave and y'all bald heads and motherfuckers got that little ass ponytail in the back.
Long hair, don't care.
Yeah, I mean, definitely go on that website. KingSharBar.com. K-I-N-G. Char, S-H-I-R, bar, B-A-R.com. And try to get y'all some hair. Y'all look cute for the dudes or whatever, man. You know what I mean? And like I said, if anybody got any advertisement, they want us to advertise. Right now, it's going to be free, but, I mean, whatever. But soon, we're going to start charging people at least like $20 to advertise y'all shit, man. You already know it's 856 or 18. Everybody go on the next track. Man, Stripes is called On Some Shit. You already know. And also, we are going to interview him this month. Get it.
I'm telling my nigga, we gotta go get it right now.
Gotta get this money, gotta get this money, you know I'm a ball.
Gotta get it.
Yeah, I fucked her once, yeah, I fucked her once, I don't even call.
Never.
Yeah, I hang with shooters, yeah, I hang with shooters, they gon' bust your shit. Yeah, I'm on some shit. Yeah, I'm on some shit. Gotta get this money, gotta get this money, you know I'm a ball. Yeah, I fucked her once, yeah, I fucked her once, I don't even call.
Never.
Yeah, I hang with shooters, yeah, I hang with shooters, they gon' bust your shit.
Back.
Yeah, I'm on some shit. Yeah, I'm on some shit. I would never lose, yeah, with my team, all we do is win. Hit the strip club, throw a stack of ones, can I fuck your friend? Used to ride a bus, now my money up, I'm just thinking Benz. Yeah, I'm on some shit. Yeah, I'm on some shit. This money I chase, some bitch you chase, get back to the basics. You niggas be faking, you niggas be hating. Stop calling my phone, I'm blocking your number, I don't have the patience. Where the fuck are you staying? I'm blowing Jamaica. I would never leave my nigga. If my nigga need me, you know I got him.
Never.
Yeah, we in the trenches. Yeah, we selling Whitney. Yeah, we selling Bobby.
Back.
I just want the riches. You just want the bitches. We are not the same. Putting on for East when I come around. Yeah, they know my name.
Stop.
Yeah, I'm off these ends. Yeah, I'm too advanced. I do what I want. You do what you can. Pop another bottle. Taking all these scripts. Hit another lick. Yeah, I'm off some shit. Gotta get this money, gotta get this money. You know I'm a ball.
Gotta get it.
Yeah, I fucked the once, yeah, I fucked the once. I don't even call.
Never.
Yeah, I ain't with shooters, yeah, I ain't with shooters. They gon' bust your shit.
Back.
Yeah, I'm on some shit. Yeah, I'm on some shit. Gotta get this money, gotta get this money. You know I'm a ball.
Gotta get it.
Yeah, I fucked the once, yeah, I fucked the once, I don't even call. Yeah, I hang with shooters, yeah, I hang with shooters, they gon' brush the shit. Yeah, I'm on some shit. Yeah, I'm on some shit.
Shout out to my man Stripes, it's called On Some Shit. His new track, his new mixtape called Eastside came out. Y'all can definitely check that out on 856ent.com. I fuck with his music though. You know what I mean? He just when he started rapping, I don't even know. I know.
He always used to send me like him rapping, so I already knew he was like looking into rapping and stuff like that. But like when he started taking it serious, I'd say probably like the end of last year, beginning of this year, that's when he really start like going to the studio laying out tracks. But I always know him main and like little do his little bars and shit like that.
Yeah, he had little bars here and there, and just started taking it serious.
Yeah, I've been telling him to take it serious, cause you know you do it whenever you feel as though you're ready.
Right. No, I mean like rapping is really not no easy task, man. It's a lot of hard work out there and shit. Me and Knock was thinking about giving away free instrumentals out on the website, on the radio as well. So like artists out here will probably do like some type of game of freestyling. And then whoever had the best freestyle, we'll give him a beat from Clint Beastwood. We got that connect. He can give us a little discount, whatever. You know, we give out Clint Beastwood beats. And his beats is hard, man. I was just in the studio with him last night and shit, man. He did some work for us, too. And I swear, I just watched him make this beat. Like, just watch. How is that? Just watch. Like, yo, bro, got it, bro. Like, the way he put shit together is just amazing, man. Shout out to Clint. We got to get an interview with his ass, too, man. You know what I mean? He's one of the best producers out here. I don't even say that a lot because there's not a lot of bomb ass producers. You got some got good music, but then you got others that got some hard ass instrumentals, man. I can definitely say that with Clint, man. His instrumentals are definitely hard and shit.
Yeah, definitely, man. Clint, my guy, man. He real humble, man. All he do is make beat, man. He be trying to look out for the hood, shit like that, man. He really do it. I remember we was all in the studio, it was late. I mean, you know what? I can't sit still for long, so I start falling asleep. Shit, so I'm asleep. I'm in his basement, he's cooking up beats and shit. His hard ass beat just came on. I'm snoring, my nigga, like sleep. I hear the beat. I just got up, like, oh shit, that beat hard than a motherfucker. Everybody start laughing, like, you was just knocked out. But nah, Clint, he definitely is one of the best producers out here, man. Look him up, man. Clint Beast on the board, man.
Yeah, for real, man. We about to go on this track, and then we're going to go on our next topic of the day. We got my man's check called Gang, G-A-N-G. Let's get it.
Gang, gang, gang.
From the outside, bullets flying everywhere. Now that I'm inside, the block is hot. Metro like to try and stop the crime. Bang. This gon' bang. We ain't game. We dog dollar signs. Yeah. I know some bad pretty girls rep the game.
Yeah.
When they try to steal my style, I change my lane.
Yeah.
I try to tell them greatness ain't no game.
Yeah.
I try to tell them greatness ain't no game.
I got it.
Get it. Yeah. Now I'm so low. The fame to turn my new chick to my old hoe.
Yeah.
Niggas don't get the picture, but they pose though.
Yeah.
And shorty fake too, take a real photo. Go chain, go watch, wrapped around my wrist. Every day I take a risk that look like this. On the yacht, on the island, take a trip. On the IG, take a flick, by my chest. It's a party in the mix. I'm from Camden Guns, but I'm a victim every day. In the front of projects, I'm getting money every way. Catch you turning up and burning up on a Tuesday. Only time you ball up is when you're playing 2K.
Yeah.
Ain't no love on the other side. Another day they shed a tear, another mama cry.
Yeah.
I'm from the city where you gotta ride. This is greatness, I'm the champ, I will never die.
Cause we don't need no love from the outside.
When I'm flying everywhere, now that I'm inside. The block is hot, Metro like to try and stop the crime.
Bang.
This gon' bang, we ain't game, we dog dollar sign.
Yeah.
I know some bad pretty girls rep the king.
Yeah.
When they try to steal my style, I change my lane.
Yeah.
I try to tell them greatness ain't no gang.
Yeah.
I try to tell them greatness ain't no gang.
Yeah.
The real when the sale, when the frauds always snitching. More money, more problems, things been looking different. Lately I've been tripping, my palms steady itching. I need more cash, problems I get bull fast. Your chick wanna crash, well I just bought some Geico. That girl pop, I might go, my pocket fat, need lipo. All I get is bitches and I keep it on 100, boy. Had to rubber band my wrist just to hold them racks, boy. Greatness ain't no game, I'm the only one to talk about. You ain't got no job, you better tell your boy to walk it out. I'm jumping out the city in the plane, who's flying with me? If they really want me, tell them come and get me. Cause I'm true to myself, my soul never lost it. So everything they thought, you know I got it. Randy Monster from a city,
yeah,
with a crime rate high. And everybody going welfare to get by.
Yeah.
Cause we don't need no love from the outside. When I'm flying everywhere, now that I'm inside. The block is hot, Metro like to try and stop the crime.
Bang.
This gon' bang, we ain't game, we dog dollar sign.
Yeah.
I know some bad pretty girls rep the tank.
Yeah.
When they try to steal my style, I change my lane.
Big shout out to my man Tech. It's called Gang. Man, I fucks with that track though, right there.
Pinnerville, man. Tech Nasty, man. Pinnerville in the building.
Hell yeah, fucks with Tech.
Gang.
Definitely, yo. Shout out to Kelly too, man. She got those Golden Pyramid shirts out.
Oh, word.
I love them shirts. I gotta actually get one too.
I was trying to buy one, man. She
got some out now though, bro. They're like $25. Yeah, you gotta
get one tomorrow.
Kelly Ferguson on Facebook. Hit her up, man, and I forgot her website. She definitely tell y'all that information of how you order some. So definitely get one of her shirts. It's one of the other clothing lines in Camden I like. I like it better than Made in Camden. I like it better. What's that? I don't even know what Terry Eyes is. I never heard of it a day in my life before. But shout out to Golden Pyramids. And, you know what I mean? Yeah, fuck Terry Eyes. That's my shit, man. Fuck them. But nah. I don't really like outsider clothing line, man. And we got to support our own.
Oh, they outside.
Yeah, they not even from Jersey, bro. Who are they? You know what I mean? They need to start repping our shirts or Kelly shirts. People from the hood.
Shout out to everybody. Hit up Tyreek Daniels, man. He got the dad hats with the W on it. That shit hard, yo. That's my cousin, but the hat is from the dude. Tyreek Daniels and shit like that. And them hats tough, man. So just hit him up, man. You feel me? Get one of them hats. I'm gonna have to go cop me one. You know, I wear all types of hats, man. I'll freak any hat out.
Oh, yeah. We about to go on to the last topic of the night. Rules of a one-night stand. I'm sure we all had it before. So let's just get into it. You know what I mean? Now, like, what should be the rules of a one-night stand? What should be the rules of a one-night stand?
The rule is no rules. You know what I'm saying? Like, anything goes. I can't. No real names either, man. You feel me? It's one night. You feel me? I'm not supposed to see you. Speak of spring, but I don't know. You feel me? It's one night stand. We're not supposed to do nothing after that. So, anything goes, man. Be the freakiest you could possibly think of. It's one night. I mean,
go all out,
man.
Yeah. I look at a one night stand. I think it's a few rules to it. Number one, do not get attached. This bitch, we're fucking right now on this one night stand. We should just hit it and go. Okay? We shouldn't like, oh my God, this pussy is good. If you're in that situation, I think you should get out immediately. We're in a one night stand motion. We should not be thinking long term, or we should not even be trying to text this bitch the next day. This is a one night stand. This should be the last time I ever see you a day in my life. I just wanted a quick nut or whatever. That's a one-night stand. Rule number two, do not stay the night. Now, you got some people that do stay the night, but I'm not going to stay the night because I like to cuddle. I'm a cuddle. I'm not going to cuddle with a one-night stand.
Give me this mic, man.
Here we go, man.
Like a cuddle guy.
You're the only dude I know that don't like cuddling.
I ain't coming with anybody. Fuck that. Boy. You gotta get above me. My arms start to tingle. Bitch, get off. Yeah,
man.
That one night stand, yo, it's no rules to it. Like, but if you do stay, be out. Like, be out before she wake up. Be out before he wake up. You feel me? Just, you know. A couple homies had to have it. I heard a couple stories where people woke up and they ain't there no more. That's a one night stand.
Right.
You're not there no more. I don't gotta say bye to you. I don't know you.
I think your mentality definitely has to be on. This should be the only time. I'm just hitting it and I'm going. DJ, we just hitting it and we just out. Okay, we're hitting it and we're out. We're not going to text this bitch the next day. We're not going to stay the night with this bitch. We're going to just hit it and we're going to go out. We're going to delete her number if we have her number. It's a one night stand. I don't want any type of interaction with you afterwards. If I say we're a one night stand, bitch, you better just. Gonna be the last time. So my next thing is, should I give her it all? Like, should I give her the freakiest shit? Should I eat her pussy? Should I eat her ass? Should I hit it? I do all that in this one night stand? Now, granted, of course
you're
gonna.
Can I ask you a question? Is a pig's pussy pork? Fuck you, me.
Yes. But I don't want her to get too attached to me. Like, yo, he got that A1. I'm about to start falling in love or get clingy and shit. This is a one night stand, right?
So what are you going? So you just going to give her the gummy worm? You just going to give her whatever?
My little 2 minutes and 15 seconds and I'm gone. It's a one night stand. I don't even like this girl. I'm just doing it one night. I'm just doing a one night stand. That's it. No, I'm saying should we?
He said,
should I'm not eating. I'm saying should we?
He said, should you give
should you give her the whole package, or should you just give her some weak ass D2 dick?
Oh, no, you can't hit her off with the whole Kevin Gates movement and shit.
Right.
You know, you just can't be like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to be a light-skinned nigga on her today and just eat the ass and just hit her with all of it. Like, no, you can't do that. You just got to keep it simple. If you eat the box, you eat the box. Feel you know me? And if you hit it after that, you're 2 minutes up, nigga, just dip. Like, fuck it, ain't no buy, none of that shit, don't call me. It's just leave. But, hey, that's you. If you want to eat her ass and give her all A1,
so,
that's you.
So with your one night stand, how you going about it?
My one night stand is plain and simple. Don't call me, don't text me, lose my number, block me, all that shit. I'm here to hit and go. I don't want to stay the night. No, we not sleeping in the same bed, no cuddling. Fuck that. Like
you giving an A1 or K2.
I'm in here with some oregano.
Okay. Man, look.
I don't know, but I'm not going to. I can't give her A1. It's a one night stand. She's going to text me afterwards. If I give it all, I do everything in my package. She's going to contact me back and shit. And she don't. I mean, my package is weak as a motherfucker. But I'm just saying.
Man.
I'm just saying, like, for real, if you give this girl all the package and you got confidence in yourself, 9 out of 10, you're going to get that good morning with a big-ass smile on your face the next day because you gave her some good shit.
Look, I'm giving her that John Legend, nigga, all of me.
And that's the reason why these females are clingy nowadays, because you're giving a one-night stand with some A1 dick. How is that possible?
We need
to give her D2, man. D3.
What?
We don't
want
her.
We're
just counting it as a body for a one-night stand.
No.
Yo, you want to give her some great shit?
You got to understand, for that one-night stand, you might as well hit her with the A1. Because if you give her anything weaker than that, she's just going to tell everybody, like, yo, this nigga sex game is weak as hell. Like, he's just here to be, like, he's just a body for me. Like,
now, that's why it can get a little bit tricky. But she's a one-night stand. Who gives a fuck what she thinks?
Exactly.
But again, she might tell her friends that you want to hit. Now she come up to you, this shit weak.
No, but you.
Fuck her friends.
You got to understand,
friend.
Though. Once she tell her friends and you know her friends.
You know how many more one-night stands you
get? For real, you can get more than one. But once you fucked it up with that one, it's just going to look bad on you.
Okay. All right. Rule number 3, use condoms. We can't hit nothing raw dog. We don't want this one-night stand to get pregnant. Shout out to Ms. Thomas over there. Thank you for reminding me. We definitely, shout out to Ms. Thomas. We definitely want to use condoms. It's a one night stand. We love this bitch guy. You know what I mean? It's just one night stand and whatever. And we're using condoms. We're not going to eat the pussy. Fuck it. We're not eating pussy on one night stands. That's what we're not doing. It's a one night stand. We're just hitting and we're going. I'm sorry, man. I'm just sorry. It's a one night stand.
Who's setting up this one night stand? If she's setting up this one night stand, no offense, I feel as though she might as well bring the yondas. If you don't bring the yondas, bitch, I don't want to hit. Like,
yeah, ever met girls that had condoms on them though? I met like one or two. What about you?
I met a few, but it was some bullshit rubbers.
Yo. Shit from the doctor. Like, I don't want that shit. The shit with the color. I need magnets.
Oh no, that's the joke, bro. You gotta hit it with the colorful ding.
The colorful ding. I ain't trying that shit. I'm going to the Chinese store. Look, mommy, give me a magnet. That's all I need, man.
Just don't get the fruit ones. Don't get the ones with the smell.
Man,
you gotta have your fucking hair smell like apples, pears, and bananas all damn day.
And I had one pop on me. I ain't doing that shit no more. Just I need magnum.
We just don't want to make no mistakes with the one night stands. You know, I mean,
you're not eating her pussy either.
If I roll this a one night stand, I don't think if you get me if I drunk Henny, yeah, I'm gonna eat your pussy. I might even eat your ass too. When I drink Henny, it's a wrap. Like, oh my god. But
give me a sip of Kool-Aid. Give me a sip of Kool-Aid, bitches, boy.
I'm just saying, I don't want the one night stand to be clingy on me next time. It's a one night stand. I want to forget that I even hit. Like, oh, hit that damn. You know what I mean? It's a one-night stand. Now, if I like her, of course I'm going to give her the full package. Of course I'm going to cuddle with her after the night. And of course I'm going to send her that good morning text with the heart and that big-ass smile and then the eggplant saying when next time or some shit like that. You get what I'm saying? But if it's a one-night stand, I want to not give her the weakest dick she's going to tell everybody, like, oh, he's weak. But some mediocre, like, he was cool. That was fine. You know, I don't want to give her no A1. I don't like it. It's a one-night stand.
So you just okay with being cool?
Yeah. If it's a one night stand, bro, I don't have no type of connection with. Don't give a fuck.
We are not okay with being cooler.
This is why women are clingy on niggas nowadays, because they fuck good on one night stands.
They only clingy when you done hit the shit raw. You gotta understand, you hit it raw, they get clingy. That's raw. But
what I'm saying
is, if you just out here just being like fucking and you just hitting everything raw, you done fucked up from the door right here. All right.
Let me stop. Nah, yo, condoms is the way to go though, man. Definitely use condoms on your one night stand. Ladies, definitely tell the guy like, yo, I'm just looking for a one night stand, cause you know niggas can get clingy too.
Right.
I'm sure y'all had that experience where y'all just wanted to hit this dude off and he got clingy as fuck. I'm sure that's the problem. Just let us know. I'm just trying to fuck. I'm telling you, we will respond to that in the greatest manner. We might pray to God because we just found you and some shit like that. Like,
what if it's just WCW? Then what?
She's gonna be more than my one night stand. Now, I'm not gonna rule it a one night stand.
What if it's a one night stand for her? Like, would she?
Oh, gonna
hit it. Now this is getting good, right?
She starts blocking you and shit.
So what if it's a WCW? She wanted a one night stand with me, and I had to set my mentality together. Like, yo, DJ, this is a one night stand. We don't want to cover this bitch. We're not gonna do everything that you want to do.
You got to fuck her like she means nothing, dog.
Right. You want to
dog
hair, choke her. Yeah. And then you want to stick the thumb up the ass. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Love for no slut.
Yes, you don't have no love
for no slut. Man,
but if that's my WCW, I would definitely want more than that. I'm really wild, man.
No more blood ciphers. We'll talk.
You said no more what? Why is that, man? Nah, seriously though, man. Bro, this is one night stand. You definitely gotta be precautious, and you definitely, you know, communication is key, man. So, ladies, if you want a one night stand, let the guy know. Guys, if you want a one night stand, please don't mislead the woman thinking, oh, this nigga might be here forever. Just like, yo, bitch, I'm just trying to fuck. Don't stay in that manner because you're probably not getting no ass. But it's 2016 anyway, and you're gonna get it regardless. But you know, it's whatever.
But my whole thing is on this one night stand thing, all right, females, if y'all want us to be straight up and be like, yeah, we just trying to fuck, y'all can't feel disrespected.
No,
that's what y'all wanted in the first place for us to tell you the truth.
Right.
Feel me? Even though it is a one night stand, I'm trying to hit it and quit it. Don't text me in the morning type shit. You don't get no eggplant, none of that shit after that. All right? You want eggplant, call your daddy. You got it. All right? That's all I'm saying, though. But, you know, I don't do the Women's Crush Wednesday shit, so that bitch will never get a one night stand out of me. And it just is what it is, feel me?
Right.
But if he eating your ass, feel me? If the boy promo eating your ass on a one night stand, then he Kevin Gates the fuck out of you. You know that. All right. Yeah. That's my man, but he's gonna tell you the fuck out of
you. I mean, I understand y'all ladies love eating their ass eat. You know what I mean? I'm not saying eat everybody's ass. Bitch, you like her like that, and you just see her long time, eat her ass. What you talking about? Bro, we grown as hell in here.
I ain't eating no motherfucking ass.
We all grown in here, boy.
So
What if she do the one night stand? She just sucked your soul out of you on a one night stand. You might as well just be like, fuck it. This is not a one night stand.
Exactly. All right, let's think of it like that.
What? Motherfucking mic, dog.
What?
Listen.
Yo, bro, you want to put her on the team? Is she not so cool? No. Why not?
What happened, bro? I'm going. The bitch, you got to go.
If she sucked the soul out of you, you're not going to put her on the team? Make that bitch point guard.
Get my soul back and leave.
If I find me a grown reaper, you on the team. Like, yo, I swear, if I find a girl that can suck the soul, you on the team. You're not a one night stand. You're a bitch I'm fucking with now. You're going to get that good morning with a big ass smile emoji. Fuck you mean.
But it all depends, though. Like, you, like, if I'm having a one night stand with you, don't get me wrong. I fuck with people on a one night stand where they had like three kids. You got more than three fucking kids. I don't want to hit.
You're fully
stretched. Like, you done had little niggas running out of that motherfucker. They like little homies now. Like, you fucked around.
How many kids you got, bitch? I'm using a condom anyway, so that's number one. That's not my business. I'm just here to beat this pussy up and go home. That's the goal. You got 10 kids? That's on you. I'm not trying to hear that shit tomorrow. I'm out.
As long as we ain't at your crib.
Right. And even if we at your crib, they better be asleep or something. Oh, yeah, they better be with somebody else. Yo, soul take what?
Man,
she on the team. She's on the team.
Get my soul back. You gave up to me for a one-night stand, bitch.
Right.
Oh,
yo, and ladies, too, man. You going to a one-night stand sucking the soul. These niggas is going to be clean. My ass going to be clean.
Man,
I'm going to take you next day.
All I'm saying is, if you a thot, ain't no such thing as a one-night stand for you. All right? You don't have plenty of those. So, I mean, you got your numbers up. So, I mean, you want to take Drake right now. You know what I mean? So one more might fuck around hurt you for the rest of your life. But it do matter. If she snatch your soul, that shit gonna matter. You gonna sit there and think about that shit while you in the shower like, damn, she done sucked the fuck out of me.
Right.
You gonna be like, your toes were throwing up sets you ain't even know of. Like,
I might text her saying, I'm home. Because she sucked the soul out of me. I'm texting her, yeah, I'm home. She's like, you know, I'm home. Like, that bitch sucked me that good. I'm texting you letting you know I'm home. Ain't that some shit? And that happened to me before.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, yo, I'm home. I'm grown, man. I'm not, yo, all my experience, I'm keeping it real, man. I'm not going to be this hard. Serious, like, I'm serious, bro.
Get my shit back and I'm going, man.
Like, you can keep it. I'll go get it tomorrow because I'm trying to come back. You know what I mean?
Right?
Nah, this topic is good, though.
It's a lot more soul snatches off this motherfucker.
Right. It really is. But like I said, rules to the motherfucking one night stand, no strings attached, communication is on a good level, and comments. You know what I mean? And don't text each other back the next day, like, hey, how you doing, or whatever. But what if you guys were friends and shit, though? See, now that's good. That's now we're getting real difficult, and the situation can be more. So don't have no one night stands with friends, man, because it can get real, real complicated. The pussy too good. You want to hear it back. Well, you know, you gave her that A1, and that shit. Love me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It can get
we
real complicated.
We friends and one night stand. After that, you ain't my friend no more.
Yo, like, friends really do that all the time. And then they get their friendship messed up because somebody miscommunication in that end. You know what I mean?
If that's your friend, it's a one night stand. The person been like you. Like, it's no
right, right, right. It shouldn't be a one night stand.
It shouldn't be a one night stand.
I like that.
It shouldn't
idea.
Be a one night stand. If that's your friend and y'all fuck, then y'all
right.
continue to keep fucking, especially if it's good.
And what's the rule not? Have sex with a girl more than three times? That's your girl,
that's
right?
Your girl.
That's your girl, right? Okay, I got like I used to have 1,000 girlfriends then.
Not even that. Listen. If you spend over $150 on this shorty before y'all decide to have that one night stand, that's your girl. All right, I'm just saying.
$150 is nothing, bro. $150 is just enough. Why not spend it? It's even on a one night stand. That's almost half a pair of Jordans, my nigga. So you better be like, yeah, that's my bitch. Like, that's your bitch after that. But the rule really is,
if it's your friend, it's not a one night stand no more. That's your bitch.
I shouldn't be giving my one night stand no money at all. I'm providing her dick. I shouldn't be providing her money. I'm just a one night stand. You might not even see me no more.
One night stand. I met you somewhere. We are already at a place.
Right, and we horny as hell, and it's a wrap.
Then ain't no point in going back to the crib. Hit it in the car.
I don't know, man. I don't like the cars. Car sex is fun. It's cool, whatever. But just give me the bedroom or the kitchen. We good.
I need to get your car stretch my legs.
Her name is Vine. It's called Finesse. And you already know it's Keep It 100 Radio Show.
You heard
Finesse, you want a spot, nigga. Shawty, make you drop a bag,
drop a bag, nigga.
I'm about my business, what you want, nigga? So, I ain't got time for you lame, nigga.
You know I don't want
they all up in my DMs on they first,
you know, first.
But I leave them more red on my purse, shit. Ooh, she cold. Joe's dropping when she works. Model boy, A1, make you pay for it.
Nigga, what?
I finesse, you want a spot, nigga.
Spot, nigga.
Shawty, make you drop a bag,
nigga.
I'm about my business, what you want, nigga?
What you want, nigga?
I ain't got time for you lame, nigga, nah. They all up in my DMs on they first shit. But I leave them more red on my curb shit.
Uchi cold, Joe's dropping when she worked with it. Model boy, A1, you gotta pay for it. BB ho, I ain't rolling with these hoes, they hating, but they feel me though. Put pressure to they noggin, no. Never will they stop my show. Who they think they frontin' on? I'm the one they learning from. You know, like that ass song. I'm steady on my G or IND. Check my status, man, these hoes ain't in my league. I get fly, talking 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Gucci purse flowing in from Italy.
In from Italy.
2016 back, like I never left. I woke up in the spot, they clap their hands because they so impressed. I just thank the Lord that I made it through them tough times. But they say they couldn't tell because I get mine. I was just in Miami, they screaming, who that? Jersey shouty, let them know that I wrecked that. The mic burner, and I'm coming for that top spot. So tell them all to make way and watch my jump shot. I finesse you on a spot, nigga. Shawty make you drop a bag, nigga. I'm about my business, what you want, nigga? I ain't got time for you lame niggas. They all up in my DMs on they thirst shit. But I leave them more red on my curb shit. Uchi cold, Joe's dropping when she worked it. Model boy, A1, make you pay for it. Now she wanna spot. Shawty make you drop a bag. I'm about my business, what you want, Time for you, lame nigga.
Shout out gang.
Side the vine, man. That girl right there, Coffee. That's another track.
I'm fucks with that. Yeah, I like her voice, man. Slow and everything.
You can just picture her just rapping that shit right next to you when you see it, man, for real. But we about to get into the shout outs of the fucking day, man. You know, we got to knock you all the shout out. Shit.
Damn, shout out to the boy Chris Neal, man. Shout out to Damaris Perez. Shout out to Cuzzo Jamal Long, man. He in the army and shit, man. Salute to you. Shout out to my boy Kent Loyal. Y'all already know the guys in here. Shout out to my boy Chris Moss. He right here in the building with me. You feel me?
Gang, gang.
Shout out to Christina, man. Nice shit. Shout out to my boy Stripes. You know, we got to fuck around, cuz. Shout out to the boy HB Samson. He doing his thing. Shout out to Keith Marie. Shout out to my boy Tyrone, man. Shout out to Ruby. Shout out to my boy Jakir. Shout out to my boy Nitty CBA. You already know we're around. Shout out to my nigga Mout. Shout out to Lil. Feel me? That's the bro. Shout out Jalil. Damn, I said Jalil. Shout out Jamal and shit. Shout out Jabram. Shout out to my boy Deshaun, cousin we in the building with
gang,
man. Shout out to my boy BW, finally home. Shout out to my boy Trevor, Donye, Hitta. You feel me? Shout out to Ashley Draper. Shout out to Jag. Was good. And shout out to my boy Reagan, man. He in the building. What, next week?
Yeah, he in the building next week. Yeah, all these shout outs, tongue twisting and everything.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Everything, yo. Big shout out to my boy, Mayor Foster, man. Thanks for listening, bro. Shout out to Lori, little cute ass. Inbox me now.
Okay.
Shout out to Jasmine K. Pretty. You already. Shout out to Ashley Draper. Thanks for listening. Shout out to my boy, Ouija. You already know, bro. We love the support. Shout out to Zeke, man. You already know. Shout out to Kendall, man. Little cute. That's what's up with that. Shout out to my man Daniel. Thanks for listening, bro. Shout out to Reagan. See you next week. Shout out to Shay Garcia. We've been trying to play game, trying to hit that. But shout out to my man, Familia Dollar Zenix. You already know. You already know, man. Check us out next week at 7 p.m. The hottest show on the net. Get it.
I got that last part, too.